الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وقد قال تبارك وتعالى ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا صدق الله العظيم My most respected elders and brothers in Islam Hazrat Mulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that there is an explosion of ilm and knowledge and literature that is present. There are so many programs, Islamic programs. There are so many books on different subjects that we have. There are so many lectures that are taking place, so many majalis of different buzugani deen that are taking place. But why is it that we are still lacking in amal? In the past, there were not so many programs, there was not so much of literature, but despite all that, the level of amal and practice on deen was very, very strong. So although it is very, very important to have knowledge of deen, deeni knowledge is very important. If you don't have deeni knowledge, then you'll not be able to practice on the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly. Once in the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when sahabi radiallahu anhu comes, performs his salah, he comes into the majlis, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, irji'a fasalli, fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back and read your salah again. 2-3 times he went like that. In the end he said, Ya Rasulullah, please show me how to read the salah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him that in between the ruku, after coming up from the ruku, before you go down into the sajda, the ruku should be made with ease. And coming up, you should come up with ease. Before you go down into sajda, you should be with ease. Coming up from the sajda, everything has to be with ease. That's why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that the worst thief is the person who's stealing in salah. He doesn't make his ruku properly, he doesn't make his sajda properly, he rushes everything. So if a person does not have knowledge of how to perform that salah, how to fulfill the practices of deen, etc., then he'll be doing it for years. But he'll be doing it wrong also. So it's very, very important that you need to know the masail of the different aspects that relate to our daily lives. Because it is fard and compulsory. If you're a businessman, then you need to know the masail of business. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala, his narration is mentioned in Mu'atta Imam Malik, that he used to go around the marketplace. Anyone who did not know the masail and the laws of business and trade, he would not even allow them to even do business. So it is very, very important, halal and haram, we need to know all this masail. So although it is very, very important that you have to have the knowledge, then only you'll be able to practice. But sometimes if you don't have the correct knowledge, then that can be detrimental also. On one occasion, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala went on an expedition. And one Sahabi, he was wounded in his head and he needed a farz ghusl in the morning. Now he needed to know whether he has to wash his head or not because he's wounded also. If he puts water, then it will be detrimental to his life, etc. He's asking different Sahaba. So some Sahaba told him, you don't need to wash your head. Just wash the rest of your body and just make masa over your head. And some said, no, you have to wash. It is a farz ghusl, you have to wash. And the person took that view that you have to wash. And he passed it. When they came in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innama shifa'u layya su'al. Why didn't you ask me? I'm present here. You should have asked me, then you would have known. So sometimes, if you don't have the right knowledge, then that will be detrimental for you. Allama Suyuti rahimullah has mentioned an incident in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Sham. Whoever the leader was there, he sent a message to Umar radiallahu ta'ala that your uncle, he's consuming alcohol. And he's proving it through the Quran Sharif and he's quoting one ayat. In one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِنُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جُنَاحٌ فِي مَا طَعِمُوا. There is no harm in whatever they ate. Now every verse of the Quran Sharif has got a background, has got a reason why it was revealed, etc. So if you only take the verse itself without looking at what is the reason for it being revealed, etc., then you can misuse the Quran Sharif. So he was consuming alcohol and he was quoting this verse. So Umar Anu sent him to Madinah al-Munawwarah. So he asked him first, is this your view that you can drink? He said, yes, that is my view. And he quoted this verse. Now he was misquoting the verse. So Umar Anu said that is not the real meaning of the verse. But he started arguing. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, he needs a punishment. So he said, punish him. So he was lashed for the first day. He said, now leave him. Let's see tomorrow what he has to say. The next day he came. He asked him the same question. He said, no, this is still my view. He said, lash him again. And this continued for 2-3 days. On the third day he said, no. The real and the correct view is what all the Sahaba anhum are saying. So you will get people also that they will use the Quran Sharif and they will use the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they will give the wrong interpretations, incorrect from the way of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, and the Fuqaha, etc. So you can have that knowledge, but if that knowledge is misused, then instead of it being a means of blessing for you, to be a means of curse for you. So therefore, how do you save yourself from that explosion of knowledge? Because when an explosion takes place, some people are saved and some people are hurt and harmed. So how do you save yourself? Therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, Hazrat Mullah Masihullah rahmatullahi alayhi quotes this hadith and he proves this point and he says that how do you save yourself from that explosion? So he said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's a long hadith, and I won't mention the whole hadith, but Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one hadith said, "Ana a'lamukum bi hududillahi wa atqakum." I am most knowledgeable regarding the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am the one that has the most taqwa. So showing to us that if we want to save ourselves from that explosion of knowledge, with that knowledge you need to have taqwa. If you don't have taqwa, then you will misuse that knowledge. And what is the meaning of taqwa? The month of taqwa is coming too, and that is the month of Ramadan, where everyone is trying to get this taqwa. Taqwa, in one word, means a consciousness of Allah. It's a consciousness of Allah. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the dua, Allahumma qsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik. That, oh Allah, give me that much of taqwa, where it becomes a barrier between me and sin. When I want to commit that sin, then it becomes a barrier between me and that sin. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was passing the marketplace and he saw one person that was selling grain and he felt the grain. At the top it was dry grain, at the bottom it was wet. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, what is this? He said, no, it was raining the day before and the grain got wet. And if I have to keep it on the top, then the customers won't buy it. So therefore I put the wet grains at the bottom. Nabi said, Man ghashana falaysa minna. That person who doesn't have that consciousness, I remember Sahaba Ranhum, They were in the time of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala made them make these mistakes. If they never make the mistake, we wouldn't know how to deal with different situations. Allah has forgiven them. وَلَقَدْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ Allah has forgiven them. So he made that mistake. So if a person is in his business place, and he doesn't have that consciousness, then things are quiet. Suddenly one person comes, and he gives you some backdoor stuff, tells you, I'm getting at a great deal also. And now things are not very, very busy also, quiet also. Now will you go for it or not? Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was traveling once, and he came across a shepherd. And he asked the shepherd, you know what, I need one of your animals. He said, no, I don't own these animals. It's the owners. I need to ask him for permission, he's not here. So he said, but what is he going to know even if you have to give me one animal? He's not going to know about it. He's not going to miss it. Ibn Umar was testing him to see about his taqwa. So he said, Fa'in Allah. I mean, my master may not be here. The owner may not be here. But where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that consciousness has to be there. That when you want to commit that sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come. We all know the famous incident. Are those three people that were trapped in a cave. Just to mention about one of them, that he had a cousin and he was inclined to, and she was very vulnerable and she needed money from him. And he told her that I will lend you that money on one condition, that you satisfy my desires. She was in that position where she was in need of that money also, so she accepted. But when he was about to fulfill his desires with her, she said, Ittaqillah. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And immediately he left. That fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. And it stopped him from doing that haram. So this is the taqwa that is needed. That you have the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know everything. You know this is haram. You know that is haram. But why is it that we are still fulfilling? We need to bring that taqwa in us. That taqwa is going to stop us from fulfilling our desires and going against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the month of Ramadan is coming. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Wa sallim Ramadan lana wa sallim lana mutaqabbala. And the taqwa that is needed in the month of Ramadan, Allah give it to us. Wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillah.